Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Folks, thank you for joining me on the premiere episode of Marcus Cain's Rant of the Week. I have to tell you that I don't think I've been angrier at anything than I am at today's subject. And today's subject is, what is happening to the children of this country, and does anyone actually care? Because over the past 6 months to a year, we have seen the sexualization of our children in a way that should make every single person in this country feel sick to their stomach. And instead, I'm seeing a bunch of smiling, happy, go-lucky, far-left liberals thinking everything is just going along smashingly, and I'm wondering what the hell is going on. Now, let me make this very clear before I get into the crux of today's show. There is nothing wrong with being homosexual. There is nothing wrong with being lesbian. There is nothing wrong with being bisexual when you're an adult and you actually have a sexuality. But today's society is telling us, if your 8-year-old boy wakes up in the morning and says, I know my name is Joe, but I want to be called Josephine today and wear a dress, you're a bad parent if you say no. I mean, how crazy is that? I want you to really just think about this for a minute. Does an 8-year-old child have the mental capability to decide for themselves what their sexuality is? The short answer is no. The medium-length answer is no. The long answer is no. And yet you're going to insist that they do. You insist that an 8-year-old child knows their sexuality when they've never experienced any sexuality. Why would you say such a thing? I'm just wondering why, because it seems to play into the hands of those who want to sexualize your child for their own gratification. It's not being a good parent to allow your child to do anything they wish. I've just recently heard about one of the members of some boy band and his, I don't know whether it was son or daughter, has decided, I'm a boy. I want to be called by a boy's name. And isn't it wonderful? And isn't it all-inclusive that he's allowing it? What a special parent he is. No, he's a psychopath. How about if she woke up in the morning and said, I think I'm a mermaid. Are you going to throw her in the water to see if she can live under it? Those are not choices children make. You know why these far-left lunatics want children to make these choices? Because the next words out of their mouth are going to be, well, gee, if they can decide, if we can all universally agree that they can decide at 8 and 9 what their sexuality is, then certainly they have the ability to decide who they want to have it with. That's what's coming. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. I know what you got in mind. You're going to try to normalize pedophilia. Not happening. You got school teachers telling the children, it's okay to keep secrets from mommy and daddy. You know who does that? Groomers do that. That's who does that. Can you possibly imagine if some stranger or a babysitter said to your children, it's okay to keep secrets from your mommy and daddy? What would you do? Would you keep that babysitter and say, what a wonderful babysitter? Or would you throw her or him to the curb and probably have them investigated by the police? Well, that's what your teachers are doing. That's what your teachers are doing. Meantime, the librarians in the school are saying, oh, how about if I recommend this book to Johnny at 9 years old that teaches him how to form oral sex on a man? That's a nice thing to have in the library. Would you like to have the graphic novel version of it? Because that really happened. I didn't make it up. That really happened. Why is that happening? And why are you allowing it? And why are you saying to these parents, this is a good thing? Remember when, if you were 8 or 9 years old, and your parents let you out, and it was getting dark, the neighbors would be like, what kind of parents are they? They obviously don't care about their child. Getting dark, he's unsupervised, or she's unsupervised, and they're out in the lawn playing, or they're digging in the mud, or they're in a mud puddle, they're going to catch a cold. It's cold outside, and the kid's not wearing a proper jacket. You didn't say, well, it's her body, his body, their choice. What is this my body, my choice nonsense? A child at that age doesn't have a choice. Why do you want children of that age to make sexual choices? Why do you want that? That's what I want to know. Because I know the answer. It's very clear. You couldn't make it any clearer. You want those children to be able to make sexual choices so you can introduce the ultimate choice that they have to make and say, well, it's only logical that if they know that they're really a boy trapped in a girl's body, that they should be a boy, and as long as they know that that's the case, they certainly should know who they're sexually attracted to. And if this nice man here who's 60 years old wants to engage in a very loving and consensual relationship, don't give me it. I'm telling you, it's a bridge too far. You've already crossed the line as far as I'm concerned. And now all these woke Hollywood elite crazy people think it's perfectly acceptable for their children who know no better to set the rules for themselves. How about if I want to go to school dressed as a cowboy? How about if I want to go to school dressed as a superhero? Can I do that? Or would the parents say, no, that's inappropriate. You don't get to do that. Once you become of legal age, and probably even before that, you're going to start to know who you're attracted to. You're going to start to understand your sexuality. And this is a thing that gradually grows. It's baloney when you say, well, from the time you're an infant, no, please. You have to experience life before you can make life-altering decisions. Do you understand that? You have to have a little bit of life experience. But no, they don't want you to have any life experience. I just heard a crazy woman literally say, the parents should have nothing to do with this choice. Her face all contorted and screwed up. Now, this is like a politician. I forget her name because I instantly tried to erase her facial features and her shrill voice from my memory banks because it's an overload. And she literally said, parents should have no choice over this matter. This is a child's body. This is a child's life. Because she's a member of a cult. That's what this is. This is a cult, and they're coming for your children. I want you to understand that. They're coming for your children. And you're sitting there on your sofa watching these Hollywood elitists say, it's all perfectly normal. We're being great parents when we let our children make these decisions for ourselves or themselves. No, you're not. You're being neglectful parents. You're shirking your duty as a parent. That's not what you do. If your child at that age is so insistent on, I want to wear girls' clothes, I want to wear girls' clothes, I want to wear girls' clothes, they need to go to a psychiatrist and have a serious, serious talk. Because they don't get to make those decisions. It's her choice or his choice, their body. How about if they say, I want to eat chocolate cake for breakfast every single day? I want to have McDonald's every single day for lunch. I want to ingest my body with alcohol. I want to be able to drink whiskey instead of orange juice. Is that okay? Is that okay? That's their body, their choice, right? They should be able to decide what they want to eat. If they can decide whether they literally want parts of their body removed, they sure as hell should be able to decide what they can eat. Oh, no, but you get to decide. I forgot that. You get to decide what we eat. We're going to eat crickets and bugs and insects. That's what we're going to eat. And you know, it's bad enough that you tried to force your cult views on adults who are either mature enough to reject them and understand that you are lunatics, or simple-minded enough to say, sounds good to me, I guess I'll go do what they say. I don't care, because you're adults. But don't do it to children. Because when you start messing with the children, you're making the world much more angry than you think you will, and it's going to backfire on you. Because no one's going to go along with this unless they are literally a pervert, a complete psychopath, or too afraid to speak up. That's the three people who are going to follow you. Perverts, complete psychopaths, and people who are too afraid to speak up. Other than that, this is going to be rejected. So I know you're all asking me, well, Marcus, what would you do if your son one day woke up and said, I want to be called, I don't have kids, but if I did, what happens if my son woke up one day at 8 years old and said, you know, I think I want to be called by a woman's name, and I think I want to wear women's clothes. I would say, well, that's very interesting. However, that's not happening. You don't get to decide at your age what you wear or what you're called. We gave you a name at birth. That's your name. You were given a gender at birth. That's your gender. When you get old enough to make those decisions, then you can make those decisions. But right now, you are not old enough to make those decisions, and you will not make those decisions. The same way you will not tell me you want chocolate cake. The same way you will not tell me you want to drink whiskey instead of orange juice. The same way you will not tell me I think I should be able to drive your car to school today. The same way you will not tell me I have a 60-year-old boyfriend. It's not going to happen! Oh, but they want it to happen. They want it so bad they can taste it. And now the perverts are coming out of the closet like roaches when you turn off the light. And all you have to do is watch the people who are supporting this, and you'll know what I mean. Every one of these people, they're not righteously angry, screaming like I am now because I'm indignant about this. Uh-uh. Their faces are all contorted like they're possessed by the devil. They're screaming and shaking their fists like Hitler on a rant. And they're telling you, you don't have the rights to decide what your own child is going to be taught or how they're going to dress or their sexuality or apparently who they're going to have sex with or if it's okay if they do. And this is what's being taught in your school system now. So now we have parents reporting their children are coming home saying such things as, I should be able to dress any way I want. That's what my teacher said. My teacher said, it's my body, my choice. And my teacher said, I don't have to listen to you. And my teacher said, it's okay for me to keep secrets. That's what you're hearing now, folks. You think that's good? You think that's acceptable? You think that's a way a society should raise children? Do you think your teachers are surrogate parents? That they should usurp your power as a parent to tell your child to ignore you? Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying you have no say. You should have no say in what they're being taught. You should have no say about what they're being told. You should have no say because they want to indoctrinate your child. They want to raise your child like a cult member, a cult leader would raise your child. I'm the almighty master. You may have a mother and father, but they do not usurp my power. My power is complete. I am the ruler. I am the head of this. You will listen to me because they want to raise a whole entire generation of children who are raised to believe that wrong is right. That's what they want to do. And they're doing it. But things are getting even worse than that because now we're finding out that children are being subjected at a very young age to actual sexual mutilation. Hospitals are saying, yeah, 13 years old, you want to come in and have a sex change? That's fine. That's not fine. Now, once again, I'm going to tell you, for the people way in the back who may not have heard me the first time, if your child at 16, 17 years old decides, look, I'm attracted to the opposite sex, and I think, or the same sex, and I think I belong, a boy if I'm a girl, or a girl if I'm a boy, they have some hard choices to make in the next couple of years. And once they hit that magic number, then they can make those choices for themselves. But they've had the life experience. They've had some experience to be able to say, I think I have some sound judgment here. Teen, they don't. Not at 12, they don't. Not at 10, they don't. 16, they can't even sign a legal contract, but you're going to tell them they have the ability to say, you can chop my genitals off. You think that makes sense? You think that makes a modicum of sense at all? What are you doing to our children? You are filling their heads with things that are above their ability to absorb, completely absorb, preying on them because they can't absorb it. Oh, well, I asked my child, would you like to be a boy instead of a girl? And my child said yes. Okay. How about if a neighbor comes over and says, would you like to fool around? And the kid says, yeah, I don't know what fooling around is. Sounds fun. Yeah, okay. Oh, well, then you can't arrest him. Child said yes. And it's her body, her choice. His body, his choice. Is that what you want society to be? Is that what you're shooting for here? Because I would suggest that's exactly what you're shooting for here. You want to turn the United States of America into a cult of climate change doomsday sayers, child abusers, vegans, I guess, and people who just worship authority and have no brain of their own. We're all groupthink. We all file together like sheep. That's what you want America to be. And now you're praying to the lowest common denominator. You are praying to the child abusers. And the parents who think, I'm being so woke, I'm listening to my child's inner needs, and I'm saying to myself, my little girl wants to be a boy, I'm going to call her by a boy's name and buy boy's clothes for her and show her I support her decision. That's not normal. That's not normal. That child can feel whatever way they like. They may change their mind in a week. They may change their mind in a month. They may change their mind in 24 hours. Because that's what children do. That's why you don't give them the responsibility of something like that. Ask your child one day, what do you want for breakfast? Do you want a nice healthy breakfast, or would you like this big old slice of pie? Most kids are going to be like, I'll take the big old slice of pie. Hey, you want to have a shot of whiskey? Have you ever had whiskey? No. Would you like some? Sure. Because they're kids. Want to try to drive the car today? Okay. And then they smash into a friggin' tree. You can't ask a child, because a child is just going to do the answer that's most obvious, and that is if it's something new and exciting and different and whatever, I'll go for it, whatever. That's why children can't consent. And that's why you're trying so hard to make it appear as though they can consent. Because I know what your next step is. As sure as I sit here, I know what your next step is. And it's evil. We're getting beyond now the boundaries of political differences. I can argue political differences. I can sit here and tell you, okay, well, you think that it's a very good idea to tax the rich to death, and I think that the rich create most of the jobs, and if you tax them to death, they're not going to create that many jobs. That's fine. That's a difference of opinion. We can have legitimate discussions and differences of opinion. We can have differences of opinion about certain policies, foreign policies. I'm sure there's many people who have differences of opinion about the war in the Ukraine and our involvement in it. Those are all discussions people can have, intelligent people can have. And though we may feel passionately about our own belief, we can understand the other side's belief and say, well, okay, I get where you're coming from. I disagree. But I get where you're coming from. But not this. I don't get where you're coming from. There is no logic to what you're doing. You're telling a child who has no ability to rationalize a major decision that's going to affect the rest of their lives that it's okay to make that decision, and it's not. I guess if they go stick their finger in a light socket, you're going to be like, oh, well, that's their body, their choice. They want to stick their finger in a light socket. All I can do as a responsible parent is to say, oh, well, I'm sorry you got shocked. Oh, they want to play with matches? Well, it was their choice to get the box of matches. They must want to do it. So I guess as a responsible parent, I just got to sit there and watch them burn themselves. No! Your job as a responsible parent is to say no. And if crazy people, their face up like they're possessed by the devil and say, yeah, I'm a good parent, you tell them to mind your own business. I've had enough of these crazy people. They're absolutely insane. How far are you going to let it go before somebody points the finger and says, you're a lunatic. You're an absolute lunatic. And what's worse, you're a danger to our children. Any politician, anyone, any elected official, any politician, any non-elected official, anyone in a position of power, a teacher, whatever it happens to be, that says this is okay, needs to be removed from their position because you are a danger to our children. You would remove someone if they were on the sexual predator list, right? You don't want somebody who's a sexual predator and is actually on the sexual predator list to be your kindergarten teacher, right? Your first grade teacher, right? Well, you also don't want someone telling your child that it's okay to keep secrets from their parents, it's okay to dress differently in school and be called by a different name, and it's okay to express their sexuality when they don't even know what sexuality is. It's not okay. It's perverse, it's evil, and it's wrong. And you're not going to convince me any different. I don't know where people's heads are at. When I watch this woman today literally say, it is not any business of the parents what these children do, I really thought to myself, we have gone mad. This country has gone mad. Because the one thing that I never thought in a million years you could do is to literally begin to prey on our children and let have parents say it's okay. I thought the one fundamental principle that we all shared, whether we were liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever it was, I thought the one principle we all shared is we have to protect. And I guess I was wrong. Because I now see all these isn't it funny it's always a Hollywood celebrity? Isn't it funny it's always a musician or somebody that's an entertainer that has a child that just happens to want to transition, just happens to want to be called by a boy's name if they're a girl or a girl's name if they're a boy. Isn't that unusual? Isn't it unusual it's only those people who are breeding those children? That's weird, huh? Or maybe they're coerced into doing it, eh? Because I don't know anybody. I live in a neighborhood here. I don't know anybody who has a child that has a problem like that. I don't know of anybody. Ah, but it's really rife in Hollywood. Isn't that amazing? It's only a plague that affects Hollywood and the music industry. One out of five of Hollywood celebrities or musicians have a child who wants to transition that's 9 years old. Oh, amazing. What an amazing coincidence. And you don't think that they're being force-fed bullshit? You don't think they're being nudged in that direction? just a coincidence that it's all their children, right? If this was true and children really had this ability, you'd see plenty of conservative people's children say, I want to be that way. You'd see plenty of just neighborhoods, whatever, wherever you're at in whatever neighborhood, be that way. It wouldn't just be Hollywood. It wouldn't just be California. It wouldn't just be in the entertainment field. It would be everywhere. It's not. So what does that tell you? It tells you they're being mentally abused. My God, can't we just do the one thing that should be instinctive, and that's protect our children? Can we not do that? Have we fallen so far as a country now that we can't even do that without being accused of being some kind of a crazed right-wing nut job? Because we don't think our child should dress like a woman if it's a boy and sit on the lap of a drag queen who sings songs about how oral sex is great. Is that too much to ask? Have we gone completely insane? Tell you this. If I had a kid, and his teacher told him, my teacher said it's okay to keep secrets. And my teacher said I can keep girls' clothes in my locker when I'm a boy or boys' clothes and from a girl and be called by a different name. And I shouldn't tell you, and it's perfectly okay. I'm going down to that school. And I'm not going to shut up until they throw me out or fire that person. Because you've abused my child. You've usurped my authority. You've overstepped your bounds. And you've proven yourself to be an unworthy custodian of my child. Is that hard to see? Are there parents just can't wait to give up the responsibility? Oh, what a wonderful teacher. I never knew little Johnny wanted to be Joni until my son's teacher informed him that he would be better off that way, and it's just wonderful now. Are you kidding? You just handed your kid over to a pervert who corrupted their mind and nudged them into something they're going to regret for the rest of their life. I just saw one poor girl who at 13 years old had a double mastectomy, had her whole organs changed, and when she reached like 16, she was like, I don't want this. I don't know why they even allowed me to do this. And had to have it all changed back. Never going to be the same. Never going to be the same, sexually or whatever. She's never going to have that ability. And you know why? Because even at 13, she wasn't mentally mature enough to make that decision. But she allowed it. It's time to end this, folks. These crazy people, they've come for your cars. They've come for your electric stove, gas stoves. They've come for your diet. They've come for your freedom. They've come for everything in the world. Now they're coming for your children, and you're going to turn a blind eye to this? They're coming for your children. Remember where you heard this. And it's time for you to do something about it. If you give one damn about your child, it's time for you to do something about it. I don't care if you're liberal. It's time for you to stand up and say, no, enough is enough. We're not taking it to this degree. And if you can't do that, then I'm sorry, you're an unfit parent, and you shouldn't have any children, because you simply don't know how to be a parent.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.